This is the BBC.
You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Oh, finally finished.
Well done.
Whether the presentation's going to be enough to sway Martin Gibson on Tuesday, I don't know.
Look, BL would be mad to take the estate contract away from Home Farm again.
That might not stop them trying.
Hey, come on, sit down.
I haven't got time, Ian.
Make time. I know you've got to knock about with the pickers.
Yeah, I need to set things up at the cricket ground. Only a few of the team are helping.
Yeah, come on, have some lunch first.
I can't.
Well, it's nothing heavy, just salmon steaks and salad.
Oh, sounds great. Will it keep till I get back?
Oh, surely you don't have to go this early.
Well, there's a lot to get ready.
Yeah. Of course there is.
I don't know how many pickers are definitely taking part. I'll have to get plenty of gear up.
Look, you can't keep doing this, Adam.
I'm not doing anything.
You've been dodging around me all weekend.
I've been busy.
Look, I know something's bugging you.
I'm fine. I really have got to go.
Look, it's about time you coughed up what it is.
I didn't know you were a cricket fan.
Oh, hi, Lexi. I'm not really.
So why are you here? May I?
Oh, yeah, go on. Plenty of room on the bench.
Thanks, Kirsty.
I promised Fallon I'd help serve the teas. She doesn't need me yet.
There's going to be food?
There always is at cricket. Sandwiches, cake.
But this isn't a proper game, only for fun, Adam said.
Well, he wants you to have the full experience. And cricket teas are a big part of the tradition.
Mitko and Konstantin will be pleased. They're always thinking about their stomachs.
Are you having a go as well?
Perhaps later, when the boys have calmed down.
Can we have everyone over here, please? To explain a few basics.
At school, I played volleyball.
Oh, does Konstantin ever stop bouncing around?
Not often.
He's a real live wire.
What's live wire?
Oh, full of energy. Like an electric wire.
Immature is a better word. But it is nice of Adam to arrange this for us.
And Harrison, the captain.
Oh, yes. A lot of people are being nice to us since the fate.
Well, most of Ambridge feels bad about what happened.
It's not the village's fault. Everywhere has a few idiots.
I guess so. Oh.
What?
I thought Roy had gone to the pub.
Who is the woman with him?
Oh, he did tell me.
She's very good looking.
Do you think so?
Long blonde hair, great figure, yes, but...
Afternoon, Kirsty Miller.
Hi, Joe. Hi, Red.
Hiya.
Afternoon, Kirsty Miller's friend.
Oh, this is Lexi.
Alexandra Viktorova.
Oh, huh?
Everyone calls me Lexi.
Yeah, I told you, Grandad. Lexi helped calm things down at the fete.
Oh, did she?
Yeah.
Well, then you deserve better than having to watch this lot of nonsense.
You don't like cricket?
So nobody with much sense does. Jim wants to be off. We moving on then, Edward?
Yep, all right.
Come on then, Jim.
Enjoy the game.
Thanks, we'll try.
Bye, Joe.
Bye, Kirsty Miller. Bye, Alexander. Victory over. Still not climbing up then, Edward?
Oh, no. Jem's got enough weight to pull as it is.
Oh, well, she's taking her on us real easy, isn't you, girl?
I'm happy enough walking alongside.
Yeah, I thought it was about time she had a proper try with a trap.
Oh, definitely.
No luck at the golf club, then?
No. I don't know why Dad thought they'd have any landscaping going. They've got their own people for
it. Oh, well, here's some of the boot sale thinks it's gospel.
Well, the only reason I had time to ask was because of Oliver. Hey, he was a big help this morning.
Oh, yeah. Clary said she seen him hanging round when she got back from the turkey poke. Hey, steady, girl, steady. There's cars here.
Right, well, now we're clear at the moment.
That's it. Yeah, what did Oliver Sterling want mooching round the farm?
Oh, nothing. He was passing when I was patching the hedge. Offered to lend a hand.
I didn't trust you to do it properly.
No, I got a feeling he was glad of something to do.
Well, time must be hanging heavy for him. It did when I lost your grandmother.
Yeah, I tried talking about Caroline. He wasn't having it.
No?
I hardly got a word back. He's stuck in his own little world.
Oh, that's a bad sign.
It was like waves of loneliness coming off him.
We don't want him up and offing, do we? He's selling everything up.
It was real sad seeing him focus on cutting a steak to size like he didn't think about anything else.
Oh, well, We've done it before, we must do it again.
What?
Extend the end of friendship till he feels more settled.
Oh, I have done. I invited him along tomorrow.
Oh, you're a bank holiday treat.
Yeah. Hope Em don't mind. I didn't actually ask her first.
Still not tempted?
I was going to join in until I saw Mitko start chasing Milena.
Remember, we're using a softball.
If Mitko does something, everyone's Konstantin has to do the same.
Afternoon.
Oh. Hello, Roy.
Hi.
Where's your companion gone?
Oh, Kit. Nipped off to the loo.
That's it, Kit.
Right.
She is very nice looking.
Yeah, I suppose she is.
I thought you were taking to the bull for lunch.
We only had a main course. She didn't want to stay for dessert.
She doesn't like Wayne's cooking.
No, says she's not a big eater.
No, not with such a figure.
Well, I don't think she liked anything about the pub, really.
No?
The seats, the menus, Jolene's earrings.
Oh, dear.
That's why I suggested taking a stroll around the village instead.
That's nice.
Well, it makes a change from meeting people in hyped-up wine bars or heaving clubs.
Oh, you can never hear yourself speak in a nightclub.
That's right.
I hate clubs for a first date.
So instead of pretending to be someone else, I decided, why not let her see me in my natural environment?
Good idea.
Konstantin!
Oh, if he hadn't been too busy taking his top off, he might have caught that.
But you got to sunbathe when you get the chance, haven't you? Oh, is that me?
Barry and Lily are taking it seriously, aren't they? It's a pity more of the Ambridge team didn't show up.
There are other villagers here.
Yeah, well, we can all guess why Tracy's come along. What's up?
Kit's just remembered she promised to give her mum a lift this afternoon.
What?
Perhaps you can go with her too.
No. She's gone already.
What?
Didn't want to stick around with me any longer.
Without saying to your face. That's
disgraceful.
Very rude.
Try to keep your eye on the ball.
Don't do wonders for your self-confidence.
What a cow.
That's better.
Well, in some ways, it's quite a relief. I was half tempted to leg it myself.
Oh, you're too much of a gentleman.
Mm.
The date wasn't going well.
Awful.
Oh, dear.
Well, it's my fault as much as hers. I thought, look, an event planner. We'll have plenty in common. She plans parties, weddings, that sort of thing.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, but she never stopped checking her phone from the moment we met up.
When we saw you together, I knew you weren't enjoying yourself.
We realised we'd made a mistake as soon as she walked into the ball. I admit, I mean, she's fabulous looking.
Oh, yes.
But so self-obsessed. We just didn't hit it off.
Oh, hit it off means when you like something.
I understand, Kirsty. This woman should not have been so unkind.
No, it doesn't matter.
It does. I would never do this to anyone.
Even someone you were angry with because they reported vandalism to a caravan?
Oh, vandalism probably needs to happen by now.
Even someone like that.
I'd best get over to the pavilion.
All right.
Bye, Kirsty.
See you later.
Are you upset because she's so beautiful?
No, that doesn't matter. No, I reckon being able to talk to someone, have a real laugh with them, it counts for a lot more than looks.
I agree.
Konstantin, wake up!
He wasn't watching.
Not that there's anything wrong with a purely physical relationship, if that's what you're after.
No, I suppose not.
And another one.
Oh, you're back. Another what?
Sunbather. I wondered if you might turn up at the game.
Better things to do with a rare Sunday off.
Yeah, most of the pickers felt the same. More interested in catching rays than cricket balls.
Well, it wasn't a big success.
Well, so. Harrison was called away early. Only Barry and Lily helped out.
Hard lines.
I couldn't keep my mind on it anyway. Not the way we left things when I went out.
Yeah, that wasn't my fault.
No. You were right. I have been distracted all weekend.
Yeah, got that.
Ever since I went to Grey Gables on Friday and saw Lillian sneaking out of Matt's suite.
What?
And then kiss him.
Not for me, thanks.
Oh, okay.
Had enough tea at the pavilion. And overdosed on cake.
You expected a few more to turn up?
Adam told us there'd be plenty.
Wish I'd had a go, instead of meeting Kit.
Any more texts from her?
What do you think?
Good. Because the real question is, what happened after I left you with Lexi?
Nothing.
Really?
Yeah. Why should it?
Well, you seem to be getting on all right.
Well, she was only sorry for me.
No.
She was. Couldn't keep her eyes off Konstantin the whole time.
Are you kidding?
Why not? Him half naked like a Greek god. Me and my dad bod can't compete.
really don't think Lexi's into him.
Oh, yes, she is.
She called him immature. Said he's really annoying.
Well, you can find someone annoying and still fancy them.
I don't think so.
Opposites attract and all that. Though, not me and Kit. It's a pity about Lexi, really. I mean, she can do so much better than... Oh.
Do you know, that really winds me up.
I know, I can't get it out of my head.
I mean, I have a lot of time for Lillian, but playing away with Matt Crawford?
Shh, we don't need to tell the neighbours.
Look, I don't care who knows.
Well, maybe we'd better go in.
I mean, hasn't he done enough harm to her already?
I assume she likes the danger.
Well, then she's a complete idiot.
She's always had that side to her.
How two-faced can you get?
I know.
I mean, there she is a couple of weeks ago telling me how loved up she and Justin are and how she can't wait for the wedding. Yeah,
I don't understand it either.
Well, and the whole time she's at it with Matt.
Yeah, we don't know how long it's been going on.
Oh, come on, Adam, it's not about timetables. It's the fact she's doing it at all.
I know.
I mean, okay, she's family, but you can't defend what she's doing.
Well, I'm not trying to.
If she walked in now, I'd give her a real piece of my mind.
Ian, I've said it didn't look good, but... I can't be certain what was happening.
Oh, I think we can guess, can't we? She writes off the meal with you to be with Matt. You see her sneaking out of his room. They still can't keep their hands off each other.
All right.
I mean, how many dots do you need? It looks pretty joined up to me.
To be fair, I only saw them for a moment.
Well, that's all it takes to tell if people are together.
Usually.
Yeah, especially if they don't know they're being watched.
I admit it looked very suspicious.
You see it in other people straight away. I mean, I don't understand why you're not angrier.
I'm simply trying to be fair. Maybe we should give her the benefit of the doubt.
But why? I mean, you know what she's been up to. That's why you've been wound up all weekend.
I can't be 100% certain.
Okay. Hand on heart. What do you think's going on? Is she cheating with Matt or not? Well?
All right. My gut feeling?
Yeah.
You're right. Lillian and Matt Crawford are having an affair. I'm sure of it.
Kombucha.
Pardon?
Kombucha, it's called, Oliver. Fermented tea. You can have it with hibiscus and lime, blueberry and lavender. Have you got a bag or do you want a 10p one?
I brought my own, thank you, Susan.
Very popular in New England, he said.
Tom?
Yes.
Thanks.
He was in Boston, Hartford. Oh, where else did he go? Oh, didn't the bread smell lovely and fresh?
Mm.
I love a French stick. I only saw Tom for a few minutes yesterday, but he wouldn't stop talking. He's come back full of plans.
For making fermented tea?
Kombucha, oh no. He wants us to move into fermented yoghurt first. Kefir.
Ah, yes, I'm familiar with kefir.
Between you, me and the card carousel, he set us a little challenge, me and Clary.
Has he?
We're both having a go at producing our own recipes. Tom's going to choose which is best on Thursday.
I see.
He hasn't actually said the winner's going to be put in charge of Bridge Farm Kefir, you know, sort of a manager. But a nod's as good as a wink, isn't it? Is that everything?
Yes, thank you.
I don't like to speak out of turn, but Clary's never been good with responsibility. Which is funny, because it comes natural to me.
How much do I owe you?
£24.63, please.
Right.
Do you want me to put it on tick?
Pardon?
If now's not the best time to pay, with the banks being funny in Italy.
I wouldn't have come in if I couldn't pay, Susan.
No, I'm just saying, you've got the option. Tap your card. Me and Neil have had plenty of times when money's been tight. Fortunately, all a long while ago, but we know what it's like when you have to be careful.
I'm not being careful, Susan.
No. I was going to say we do have some cheaper wine and cheeses.
I'm quite happy with what I've bought.
Oh, is this all for the picnic? You shouldn't have, Oliver. Emma will have made plenty for all of you.
I don't want to arrive empty-handed.
They wouldn't mind in the circumstances.
It's rather a peace offering.
Oh?
Well, I accepted Ed's kind invitation without really thinking, and now it's come round, I'm Not really in the right frame of mind.
But Emma's bought mini pork pies especially.
Well, all the same, I know I won't be good company, so... Oh,
not because of me. Bringing up your money worries, is it?
No, Susan. Despite the misplaced concerns which you've shared with the whole village, it's nothing to do with money.
Oh, good.
I'm the problem. These few bits and pieces are my way of saying sorry when I tell them I've changed my mind. I'm not going.
What a nuisance.
Hello?
Oh, come through it.
Oh, morning, Mrs. Woolley. I tried the front door first, but...
Chris is out. Bothering the doctor again, I expect.
Yeah, Mum doesn't want this getting lost in the junk mail.
What is it? Oh, My Life as an Opera Singer.
Yeah, she said she mentioned it to you?
It should be very interesting. This gentleman was a professional, you know.
Yeah, she's hoping there'll be a good turnout. Doesn't want it to reflect badly on the WI.
Well, I'll certainly be there next week.
Oh, what happened to your trowel?
Oh, the blade's broken away from the handle.
Can I take a look?
I don't think it can be fixed.
No. You must have been giving it some welly. What were you doing?
Only some weeding.
You don't like it?
It's all right.
I can see from your face, Emma.
What? I'm getting more used to it.
Kira wanted to try some the other day. I wouldn't let her.
Oh, she'd hate it, Clary.
I set her picking up her toys from the hall instead.
Well, maybe if it had some fruit in it.
Well, that's what your mother says. How's she getting on with her kefir? Have you tried it?
Oh, I don't really know.
Come in!
I hope I'm not disturbing you.
Not at all, Oliver.
I've brought a few things for your picnic, Emma.
Oh, you're early. Ed's not back yet.
Ah, well, the thing is...
Yay, Oliver!
Hey, don't run, Kira. You'll trip up.
Good morning, Kira.
She's going through a huggy phase.
But only with people she really likes.
She was thrilled when she heard you're going with them.
Was she?
Yes.
It's much better than being stuck with her boring old mum and dad, isn't it?
Much, much better.
George ain't going now, you see.
Isn't he?
No, but we'll still have a good time, won't we?
Yes!
Now, what were you going to say?
A picnic can't compete, can it?
Not really, Ed. Not compared to fighting with lasers.
And we couldn't say no when Donovan invited him.
It sounds very exciting. Wish we'd had treats like that when I was a girl.
Of course, George didn't tell us anything about it until last night.
Perhaps the next WI trip should be to Felpersham Laser Mountain.
Yeah, why not?
I do think inviting Oliver to your picnic's a very nice gesture.
Yeah, I felt so sorry for him yesterday. It's no wonder there's all this talk about him selling up and leaving.
I've heard the same rumours, with Grey Gables top of the list. Are you worried about Grange Farm?
No, Oliver's assured us that won't happen. Oh, actually, I better make a move. I'm not going to hold everything up. Remember, any time you need some weeding done...
Oh, thank you, Ed, but I enjoy doing it myself.
Now, wait a minute, Kira. Let Oliver have a pork pie first.
Oh, this is very nice, Emma. Real feast.
Well, thanks to you it is.
No, it's a proper picnic. We've all chipped in.
Are you having some wine, Em?
Oh, yeah, please. What a luxury. Here, you can have one now, Kira. Not doing a stroke of work on a Monday.
Hey, I've checked on the turkeys already and I'm going up to Home Farm later.
But that won't take long, moving the cattle.
Isn't it extraordinary weather for a bank holiday, eh?
Borsuchers hit it lucky for once. Don't think it's the same everywhere else.
Do you want a pickled onion, Oliver?
Yes, please. All right, I can reach.
Oh, there you go, love.
Oh, ta.
Grandad reckons his onions are going to walk it at the flour and produce.
And his runner beans.
Yeah, they're looking all right, actually.
Yeah, they are, aren't they?
I know Ed is at a boot sale and Clary's busy, but, well, couldn't you persuade Joe to join us?
Hey, not too much, darling.
Well, Grandad doesn't really do picnics these days. Getting in and out of fold-up chairs.
No good for the joints.
No.
He takes his teeth out.
What was that, Kira?
she's on about Grandad. Every picnic, something seems to get caught in his dentures.
Yeah, out they come and he fiddles around and pops them back in.
Are you going to take your teeth out, Oliver?
Kira!
You can't say that to a guest.
That's rude.
It's priceless.
Ed called in a little earlier.
That's why I'm here, actually.
Oh, come and sit down, Clary. I've just made a pot of tea.
Oh, no, I better not stop. Oh,
it'll be ready in a minute. And we like company, don't we, Hilda?
Well, perhaps a quick cup.
There's a spare one on the dresser.
Right.
I wanted to thank you. I shall certainly be going to Monty Herman's talk.
Oh, good.
He gave a beautiful rendition at one of Tommy Croker's tea dances. Oh, careful, Clary. Don't put the cup down too hard.
Sorry.
Hilda doesn't like sudden noises, do you? Oh, she's frightened you, hasn't she? Oh, all right, you can get down.
I brought something else you might like.
Oh, what's that, dear?
Edward told me what happened to your old one.
Oh.
Eddie picked it up for pennies at a boot sale a few weeks ago.
How much do you want for it?
No, I ain't asking nothing. It's only a spare one.
Oh, I couldn't possibly take it, Clary.
Oh, why not? I know it ain't much of a trail, but it'll do till you find something better.
Are you sure?
Of course I am.
Oh, thank you very much, then. It'll be very useful, actually.
Edward said you'd been having trouble with weeds.
That's right.
Willow herb. We've got that sprouting everywhere. And we're having a terrible year for groundsel and all. Is it the same here?
Yes. I'm having trouble with all sorts of things.
Not too far, Kara.
Oh, that was exhausting.
I bet. I saw you running around.
I'll give you a hand, Clary, if you like.
No, you sit down, Oliver. Catch your breath.
Oh, thank you.
Oh. Do you want some apple juice?
If there's any to spare.
Oh, there's loads.
Oh, I'm not built to play tig anymore.
You did very well.
Well, Kira seemed to enjoy it.
She loves being the centre of attention. There you go.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, without a big brother around for once.
Right, that's jolly nice. I'm very grateful you invited me to tag along.
It's been our pleasure.
Today's the first day I can remember laughing. Well, since losing Caroline, I expect. I started wondering if I'd ever laugh again.
It must be so difficult when you're used to doing everything as a couple.
Yes, it is.
I don't know how I'd cope.
Oh, you manage. Practical matters, at least.
What about the rest of it, though? Being on your own all the time?
Well, I've got to admit, that's hard.
You hiding behind the tree? No.
Sometimes I panic. I can't seem to make the simplest decisions without her. What to do, where to live. It must have caused you all sorts of worry over Grange Farm.
Oh, Oliver. I won't lie, it is a relief, but everyone would have understood. It's your home.
And I've other people still waiting for me to make my mind up.
Listen, we invited you because we want your company, not because we want to know what your plans are.
Just as well. Because I honestly don't know myself.
Where on earth can Kara be?
Oh, Caroline would have loved this. One of her favourite rides was along Hayden Brook.
I wish she was here and all. Mm. She was always so kind to us.
There you are! Right, it's my turn to ride. Here, are you two joining us?
In a minute, Ed.
All right.
Mind you, growing up, I was a bit afraid of her.
Really?
Cover your eyes while I go.
She always seemed so ice cool, so sure of herself.
Only on the surface.
Yeah, when I got to know her, she never treated me and Ed the way some people do. She never looked down on us.
Oh, no, she wouldn't do that. She always saw the best in other people. She had a heart of gold. I was very lucky to find her.
And she was lucky to find you. Are you all right?
Yes. Oh, please ignore me, Emma. I don't want to embarrass myself.
You can only embarrass yourself in front of strangers, Oliver. We're not strangers. After all you've done for me and Ed, we're family. Oh. And family looks after each other, doesn't it? Oh, come here.
Sorry,
I hadn't expected the meeting to finish so quickly.
We didn't know where you'd got to, Brian.
Obviously, you had to leave the room during Adam's presentation. What happened then?
I went to give Peggy a call.
I wondered if you were with your friends at Price Bowman.
Very droll, Adam.
It all went quicker than expected. Jerry and Annabel were in a hurry to get away.
What decisions the board come to?
Well, BL's renewing the contract with Home Farm, of course.
Splendid.
There was never any real question of it going elsewhere.
There would have been if Martin Gibson had his way.
Oh, did he pipe up against it?
Oh, he's been digging through the small print of my report.
Naturally.
He's convinced the estate would get better yields if we went in harder with pesticides.
Oh, he's harking back to the good old days when RB worked our land for a year.
Yeah, fortunately, Justin slapped him down.
Good for you.
No, we can't let BL be seen as dinosaurs. The whole tenor of the debate on chemical inputs is changing.
Well, RB didn't produce any more than we do anyway, despite the increased costs.
No, I told Martin we need to be seen as progressive, build up local goodwill as we take the pig unit forward. Part of a balanced agriculture.
Absolutely.
Thanks for speaking up, Justin.
Well, I'd have been letting you and the company down if I'd kept quiet, wouldn't I?
Yes. Well, I'll leave the pair of you to chew over the rest of the BL gossip.
No, you're not going, Adam.
Well, I have a few things to do on the farm.
Such as?
Well, I haven't checked the lays for a couple of days to see Ed's keeping on top of them.
Well, he was over this afternoon doing a perfectly good job.
Oh.
There's nothing else that won't keep till tomorrow.
Oh, surely you've got time for one drink. That's why I chose Grey Gables for the meeting.
Come on, Adam. It'd be rude not to celebrate what Justin's done for us.
Yes. Yes, all right.
When you say I am going to the shops, you are talking about now.
Yeah.
But you also say, for example, I am going to America next year.
That's right, Lexi, yeah.
In the future, with the same present tense, I am going. Why?
Oh, come on. You know, don't do grammar.
Sorry, Kirsty. At least the lemonade is delicious.
I only wanted to talk about your plans, like, what are you doing this evening?
I am going back for my meal soon.
Oh, yeah. You daren't be late.
No, or I'll miss it. Then I'll have a shower, Skype my girls, go to sleep.
How about the weekend? What are you doing then?
I don't know. No cricket.
No. Well, I might have something for Friday night.
And what's that?
Going to Borsetshire Bookworm for signing.
Borsetshire Bookworm?
It's a bookshop in town. A bookworm's someone who really likes reading.
Ah, okay. So I am a bookworm.
Yeah, that's why I thought you might be interested. A writer called Dale Hart's giving a reading.
I've heard of Dale Hart.
He's part of a local literary family. His aunt's a writer as well.
Yeah, Roy told me about him.
He's signing copies of his new horror novel, The Golem's Pitchfork.
Roy's very kind sometimes. He tells me things I might like to watch or read or suggest books for Violetta and Nevenia.
Oh, he knows what Phoebe used to enjoy at their age.
He's a good father, isn't he?
He is.
You can see. When he talks about Phoebe and Abby, he's so sad about Abby. He wishes she lived at home.
Are you still mad with him for telling Adam about the graffiti?
I wish he had done what I said. It is more respectful, but no, I'm not angry anymore.
Good.
I understand he was trying to do a good thing.
I ordered beef and horseradish for you while you're in the gents, Adam. Is that all right?
Oh, well, I thought we were only having a drink.
Well, we decided to have a sandwich with it.
No, I had to skip lunch.
I mean, you can change it to something else if you like.
No, that's fine.
I'll never hold out till supper. Lillian won't be in till late.
I expect Ian will be glad of the custom. It's rather quiet in here.
I fancy she'll spend hours discussing hairstyles with Fabrice.
Yeah, Peggy mentioned Lillian's getting her hair done.
Oh, she won't admit it, but I think she's trying out different looks ahead of the wedding.
Actually, Peggy's convinced this place is about to go up for sale.
Is she?
Well, I mean, you see the logic. There's nothing to keep Oliver here anymore. She seems quite upset about it.
Oh, that's a shame.
Well, Gran has a lot of associations with the hotel, I suppose.
Oh, yeah.
Lillian says her mother's absolutely central to our wedding plans. It's all she's thinking of at the moment.
Uh-huh.
Do you know, I found her roughing out a guest list yesterday when we don't even know exactly when it's going to happen.
Well, women enjoy planning weddings. Men endure it.
No, that's not true. I always thought we were, you know, well matched, but now it's becoming real. You wouldn't believe what we got up to over the weekend.
There's such a thing as too much information, Justin.
No. I mean, how loving Lillian was, how attentive. I don't know what she sees in me, but I simply couldn't have chosen better, could I?
Probably not, Justin.
No.
She's his aunt.
Corinthia Hart? Yeah, that's right.
I saw one of her books in Milena's caravan. Mistress of the Paddocks. I wanted to borrow it, but Milena can't find it anymore.
Oh, you said Milena's going home this week.
Yes, tomorrow. Some others are leaving now there are not so many strawberries and cherries.
Well, I bet you wish you were going with them.
I would love to see my daughters again. Very much.
Of course.
But we need the money I make from staying on. And there are many things I like about Ambridge.
Such as?
Evening.
Ah,
hello.
Come and join us, Roy.
Oh, it's all right for some, isn't it? Spending all afternoon soaking up the sun.
Lexi's only been here half an hour.
No, I meant you, Kirsty. Another half day, was it?
Watch it. I was in before the breakfast team this morning.
Yeah, I know.
You both work very hard.
Oh, so do you.
Lexi's worried about getting back to home farm for her evening meal. There's no reason she can't stay and eat with us, is there?
No.
Ah, I promised I'd help serve tonight. What time is it? Oh, I must go.
Well, do you have to?
Yes, unfortunately, it is my turn.
Oh, what a shame.
Stupid of me. I enjoy talking too much.
Oh, can't they manage without you?
Not really. Thank you for the lemonade, Kirsty. Goodbye, Roy.
Yeah, bye.
See you.
Bye.
Oh, I'll be in touch. Why don't you go after her?
What?
Offer her a lift.
I could do, I suppose.
You can ask her for a date on the way to home farm.
What? Oh, don't be ridiculous, Kirsty.
Once she and Nelson got together, there was no stopping them.
This is Nelson Gabriel you're talking about?
Yes, yeah. God, they could gab ring them when they were in the mood.
I've heard her mention him once or twice.
Nelson tried to get her to invest in his wine bar at one stage, I believe.
Oh, I didn't know that. So it's not just part owning the bull. Lillian almost ran a wine bar, did she?
Yeah, well, I don't think she was going to be hands-on.
I'll have to tease her about that. Now, what about you, Adam? What secrets about my bride-to-be have you got? Well, you must have plenty of memories of her. What was your first one?
Oh, well, I expect she'll have been on horseback.
Yeah, most likely, yeah.
Or was it when we went round after Cousin James was born?
Your Uncle Ralph seemed to have been quite a character.
I suppose so.
Although I get the impression they weren't all that well suited in the end. I don't like to tap my own tambourine, but I like to think I'm a better match.
Here. We thoroughly enjoyed the sandwiches.
Oh, good.
Well, the smoked mackerel on rye was first rate.
I'm glad you like them, gentlemen. Look, I only come over because I'm finishing up in a few minutes. There'll be a lull in the kitchen before the evening menu, so if you want to order anything else now, like a dessert, speak up.
No, I'm all right, thank you.
Yeah, me too.
Are you walking home, Ian?
Yeah, in about 10 minutes.
Brian gave me a lift. I'll go back with you.
Oh, do you have to? I thought we were having another drink or two first.
It's taken her long enough.
I'll serve up as soon as the spuds are done.
I bet it was quicker to write.
Oh, you laid the table?
Yeah, I thought I'd make myself useful.
Well, at least we don't have to hear Linda moaning about how hard it is to get through Moby Dick anymore.
I don't know why she didn't give up if she wasn't enjoying it.
Oh, you know, Linda has to see things through to the bitter end. She spent all shift sharing insights about 19th century whaling with the guests.
That must have been fun for them.
It was an odd sort of day altogether. You know, so unsettling.
All the stories flying round.
Yeah. Is Oliver staying? He's selling up?
If he goes, it could leave both of us looking for new jobs.
That's what everyone's worrying about. I was glad to get away from it this evening.
Pity Lexi couldn't stay for tea.
Yeah.
Why didn't you go after her?
Give over, Kirsty.
Well, it's obvious you like her.
Yes, I do.
Well then, ask her out.
There's no point.
Why not?
She's leaving in a few weeks.
Well, that's long enough to get to know her.
Yeah, until then, she's got Constantin to keep her happy.
It was a complete nightmare.
What, the board meeting?
Well, that was bad enough. Martin Gibson trying to be clever. But sitting down to eat with Justin afterwards... Oh!
You looked pretty jumpy when I came through.
It was awful. He wouldn't stop talking about her. How happy Lillian makes him. How excited they are to be getting married.
He has no idea what's going on.
Not as far as I can see.
Oh, the poor bloke.
It was excruciating. The more he raved about it, the harder it was to look him in the eye.
What, you didn't say anything?
No.
Well, why not?
Brian was there.
Well, you didn't have one single moment alone with Justin.
Look, even if I had, what could I say?
Just give him a heads up about Lillian and Matt.
No.
Oh, come on.
She's my aunt.
Well, so what? I mean, apart from the basic rights and wrongs of the situation, you owe Justin.
I know.
I mean, you said he stopped the board turning against you.
Yeah, for which I'm very grateful.
Well, not so grateful you'd warn him his life's about to fall apart.
Believe me, I wish I'd never seen what I saw in Grey Gables.
Yeah, I know, but you did, Adam, and now you have to do something. I mean, what Lillian's doing is outrageous.
I agree.
I mean, Justin's getting divorced and buying the Dower House for her sake. Is that so she can just fool around with Matt behind his back?
No, I'm not defending her.
Well, you're not doing anything about it.
What am I supposed to do? Blow her whole life up? Ruin any chance she has of happiness?
Well, before she does it to him.
I can't go to Justin.
So, what are you going to do? Oh, fantastic. Let me see. You're going to take the easy way out.
I don't want to make things worse.
All right. Great, go ahead and keep quiet. That's got to be the best option, hasn't it?
Look, Ian...
I mean, well, it's certainly the simplest for you. It's exactly what Helen did when she saw you kissing Charlie. I mean, didn't that work out well for everybody?
I know you're unhappy about it.
Oh, come on, Adam, is that the best you can come up with? Look, you're watching a disaster unfold. Are you really just going to stand by and do nothing?
Out you go. Oh, don't turn back.
Oh, Pip! I didn't know Jolene told you as well.
What?
Did she ring you about the Goslings?
No, I was passing in the pickup.
Oh.
I saw them in the water, thought I'd better stop. Go on, up, up, up.
That's
up,
good
up,
of you.
Up, up. Are they all over the village?
No, it's only this lot have got out. Do you want me to stay on the bank?
No, get in. Look, if you plodge round behind, I'll stop them heading under the bridge.
Okay. Oh, it's all Rex's fault.
Go on, that way. No, it doesn't matter whose fault it is. We've got to get them out. Go on, go on.
As soon as Jolene finished, I rang him.
What, is he on his way?
No, halfway to Birmingham with a fare. He thinks the fence must have shorted.
Well, hurry up, they're getting away from me.
Go on, take the socks off.
Well, I can't keep an eye on all of them. Go on, up, up, up.
How deep is it?
It's all right here, but if they go into the middle, we've lost them.
Right. Oh, that's freezing!
Get in, Toby!
Oh!
No, not you! You get out, 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 out!
Right, ready to save the day?
This end of the season, Nets are usually relaxed. We know where we're going to end up in the league, more or less.
Can you drop me off by the stables?
If I ever find my keys.
I can make my own way to the shop from there.
Wasn't relaxed last night. Someone must have tapped Adam with the grumpy stick.
Oh, he can be temperamental, can't he?
Yeah, he was in a foul mood. I don't know what about.
Stop shaking me pots, Neil.
I am not shaking them.
You're unsettling the kefir.
Well, I wouldn't have to if you hadn't covered the whole kitchen in them. Shouldn't they be in the fridge?
I'm pushed for time, getting the different flavours ready for tomorrow.
Oh, the great Bridge Farm taste test.
I'm trying to speed up the fermenting.
Oh, I can't see what all the fuss is about. It's all too sour for my liking.
I told you, you have to educate your palate.
It'll be a long while before I start swigging kefir for pleasure.
In the meantime, it wouldn't hurt you to be a bit more supportive.
Oh, are you ready to go?
There's a lot riding on tomorrow, Neil. Whether Tom likes mine or Clary's best.
This is good. This is working.
Out you go. Go on.
Well, we seem to have cracked it.
Well, that's teamwork for you. So, how's Lower Loxley?
Fine. Well, it's great, actually. Oh, no, this way. Auntie Elizabeth's having a fit because Frezzy's flunked his maths GCSE again. Oh, no, don't go back, Toby!
Yeah, sorry, I'm switching it off.
Oh, come back, you stupid critters. Come on, come back.
No.
Oh.
No, don't let that one get away as well.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
This isn't the time to be worrying about your fan club.
I don't want Rachel as a fan.
Who?
Oh, a woman I met at the weekend.
Oh, yeah. Go on, that way.
Dog mad. 6 labradoodles.
You're seeing a woman with 6 labradoodles?
It may have been 7. Well, no, stay up there. I snuck away before I could do a full count.
Oh, no.
What?
Half of them are going back in further down.
Oh, we should pen them in on the bank. I'll do it.
No, no, it needs both of us in the water.
Oh, hold on. Susan! Wonderful! We need you! Susan, can you look after a few goslings for a moment?
No, I only stopped to see what the commotion was.
Oh, it's dead simple.
I'm due in the shop in 10 minutes.
Oh, this will only take 2.
No, it's dead.
You'll be saving our lives. Well, Rex's.
No, I don't like geese.
All you have to do, we send them up here, and you stop them going down the muddy patch back into the river.
How?
Just stand there. Your natural authority will do the rest. We'd really appreciate it, Susan. We don't want them to get lost and die. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Look, I can't hang around.
2 minutes max. Pip and I'll be coming up behind to put them in the pickup.
It better have be 2 minutes.
You are an absolute star, Susan. We've cracked it, Pip. Susan's going to stop them heading back in.
Wait, you persuaded her to help?
Yes, she's very keen. Right, up, up, up. Yep, oh, go to Mummy.
Quite something.
Keep them coming out.
Pull one, that's it.
Oh, brilliant, they're following each other.
I'd forgotten how charming you can be when you really try.
Yes, though I'm not entirely certain I've done the right thing.
Get away from me, uncle! Now, go on, shoot!
Oliver?
Oh, afternoon, Peggy.
Are you busy?
No, not really.
Perhaps you'd like to join me for afternoon tea.
Oh,
You've been doing me a great favour. I've been let down.
Have you?
Chris was supposed to be coming with me, but she's cried off. Not feeling very well.
Oh, dear. Nothing serious.
A minor sniffle she blames Hilda for.
It's the cat's fault?
Everything's the cat's fault, in her opinion.
They're not the best of friends?
I shan't enjoy my tea half as much if I have to take it alone.
Well, as long as I'm not intruding.
Not at all.
Well, then, thank you.
I was determined to come anyway when Chris backed out. But I admit I was hoping to find company.
It's difficult, isn't it, eating out alone?
I did wonder if you'd be around.
I usually am at the moment. I spend far too much time mooching round the hotel.
It seems to be agreeing with you. You're a good colour.
Probably from this morning. I've been doing a fair bit of walking recently.
Ah, that's good.
Not really. I came home early. My heart wasn't in it.
Well, at least you tried.
Hmm.
Before we call a waiter over, this is my treat.
No.
I insist.
Well, what's wrong with going Dutch, Peggy?
You're doing me the favour.
Not at all.
I'd be offended if I can't thank you properly.
In that case, thank you very much. As long as it's nothing to do with the ridiculous story Susan's been spreading.
What story?
She's convinced herself I've fallen on hard times because of one silly glitch with a bank card.
I generally take very little notice of what Susan says.
Just as well.
We drove past her shouting at some geese this morning. I've no idea why.
Well, she means well. Everyone's being so kind. Emma and Ed took me for a picnic on Monday.
Ed said he was going to.
So you're not the only one trying to feed me up.
Perhaps that's how Ambridge shows its concern, Oliver. When someone we care about suffers a bereavement. You should consider it a great compliment.
Oh, no! What have you done, Neil?
I haven't done anything.
It looks like a bomb's hit the kitchen. Oh, my kefir!
Well, I told you to put it in the fridge.
I didn't know it was going to start exploding. Oh, no, the coconut milk's ruined.
Well, they're all ruined, unless you start scraping it up off the floor.
The raspberry's gone everywhere. What am I going to do?
Mop it up, I hope.
Tomorrow, for the taste test, I've nothing left.
Well, at the moment, I'm not too worried about that.
It's only the plain one, the one I stuck in the fridge.
Well, use that, then.
Oh, Tom will think I haven't bothered.
Well, I don't care what he thinks. My eyes are starting to water.
It's not that bad.
Sour milk, something yeasty.
Oh, we'll soon get it cleaned up.
I am not cleaning anything. I need some fresh air. I'm going to see to the pigs.
Wait, you're leaving me to deal with all this on my own?
Yes, I am. It's turning my stomach, Susan.
Oh, but...
When I get back, Kefir had better just be a dim and distant memory.
Toby?
Hi.
What's escaped this time?
Hey, I didn't know the Goslings out. That was Rex.
He just rang to thank me.
He owes us big time.
Yeah. Well, he's going to take a look at the fence before heading over to Anisha's.
Oh, yeah. Mr. and Mrs. Smug.
Well, it's better than you and this labradoodle woman.
Forget her. She's history. Listen, where are you?
Going through the Herefords. Why?
Are you free this evening?
Toby...
Before you go back to Lower Loxley?
Well, look, that's probably not such a good idea. I know we got on okay this
morning. It's about
morning,
my socks.
What?
Pure merino wool. Brilliant design.
Right.
Yeah, I can't find them on the riverbank. I must have left them in your cab.
Oh, I see.
Careful not to overdo the gardening, Peggy.
Oh, it's only a tiny blister, caused by a rather unsatisfactory trowel. I'm surprised you noticed.
Ah, you better let that stand for a minute or two.
I do like the tea you serve here.
Oh, nothing to do with me. That's Ian and the rest of his team.
I mean, it reflects well on the choices you and Caroline made.
All her work, really.
Well, it's paid off. There always seems to be a fair amount of custom.
Well, most of the time I hardly notice. I suppose, thanks to Kathy, we don't do too badly.
I suspect Grey Gables must be worth a lot more now than when Jack owned it.
Well, the price of everything goes up, doesn't it?
I can certainly understand the temptation to sell, if that's what you're doing, Oliver.
Well, I haven't decided on anything.
But you're considering it.
I know you don't want to see it becoming part of a chain, Peggy, losing its identity.
It's only natural to consider selling. I know from my own experience, when you lose someone, being in the places you were happy together can be very painful.
Yes.
If you did decide on a fresh start, this is a very valuable asset. Realising it could free you from a lot of worries.
My daughter suggested I move to New York to be closer to her and her family.
That would be quite a move.
I don't know where I'd stand legally, emigrating.
Do you want to go?
Well, one of my great regrets, not seeing more of the grandchildren... Perhaps this could be my chance.
You don't sound very sure.
I'm not very sure about anything at the moment. World used to be in colour. Now it's in black and white.
Jack used to say something like that when he had his low times.
I don't remember Jack ever being low.
No, not so much later on. I wouldn't let him once we were married. But he had a lot of trouble with his daughter and his previous wife.
I see.
Two things always kept him going.
What were they?
His faith was one of them. He didn't make a lot of noise about it, but it was important to him.
I don't really have that consolation.
The second was his work. He always threw himself into his enterprises, the village shop, the Echo for a time. But this place provided the most satisfaction. He loved the role Grey Gables gave him.
As an employer?
Not only that. It's so important to Ambridge. It's where we celebrate important birthdays, weddings, the milestones of our lives. It put Jack right at the heart of a community he was already so fond of.
Are you saying I should do the same? Forget about New York and make a new life here?
Oh, I wouldn't presume to tell you what to do, Oliver. I'm simply echoing what I'm sure a lot of others, like Ed and Emma, are saying. Of course you must consider your family. Family is important. But there are plenty of people who think that Ambridge is where you really belong.
Hey,
Hey, well, you're friendly, aren't you?
As long as you tickle her neck.
Oh, you like that, don't you?
It's very good of you to drop this off, Tom.
Oh, sorry, we're a day late. I thought Johnny was delivering the family ones yesterday. He thought I was.
Oh, well, it doesn't matter. I only really buy a veg box to keep your dad quiet.
Oh, you do use the food, don't you, Auntie Lillian?
Yes, quite a lot of it.
Good. Well, this time, there's a little gem, Lollo Rosso, salad onions, peppers and spuds.
Oh, it all looks very appetising. What's that?
Ah, that's Mum's own gooseberry jam.
She made some for all the boxes?
No, only a select few.
Ooh, I'm flattered.
Yeah, they're her trial efforts for the flour and produce.
Oh, she's having a go this year?
Yes.
She hasn't done that for a while.
Well, with me and Helen running more of the business, I guess she's got a little more time on her hands.
Well, I'd need a spare millennium before I thought of making jam.
Yeah, well, it's very good.
Yes, it looks absolutely delicious.
I'm hoping to get her experimenting with fermented foods next.
Oh, yes. Now, how did you get on in New England, darling?
Fantastic.
Yeah, I heard you'd enjoyed yourself.
Oh, it was great. I went round nearly a dozen farms, all selling direct to the public, sampled loads of farmers' markets in Boston.
Oh, we haven't forgotten you, baby.
Now, I'm getting completely hooked on fermented tea.
Kombucha.
Oh, you've heard of it?
Susan was telling me about it, and everyone else in the shop.
Oh, good for her. Oh, that reminds me.
You know, Oliver's thinking of moving to America.
Is he?
New York. Mum had a long chat with him yesterday. She says he can't make his mind up whether to stay or go.
Oh, right. Well, I need to be getting off myself.
Oh, yes. The jam must get through.
Oh, no. I need to head back to the dairy and put my judging hat on.
Where have you left your kefir, Clary?
In the chill area.
Why don't you bring it through?
I'll show you my kefir, Susan, when you show me yours.
I've only left it in the fridge for convenience.
Well, it might as well stay there till Tob turns up.
How did you get on making it?
Dunno. All right, I suppose. How about you?
Oh, well, I didn't give it much thought, to be honest. I dashed a sample off. Then there was so much else to be getting on with.
Oh, yes.
You wouldn't believe last night when Emma called round.
What's that?
We were over an hour online, picking out a new coat for Kira.
Oh, I thought her old one would do another turn.
Oh, no, she's outgrown it. And a lot of the rest of her uniform, especially her shoes.
Oh, they can be expensive, can't they?
Oh, yes.
Ridiculous, some of their prices. Nick says she spent a fortune on new backpacks for George, Mia and Jake.
Yeah, well, at least it's not quite such a stretch after Caroline's kindness.
No.
And with Emma working at the chicken factory.
Edward's working hard as well.
Oh, yeah, I know he tries his best.
When Joe hasn't nabbed him to help water his runners and his supposed prize pumpkin.
Oh! I don't know, we're all busy, aren't we? Yeah. That's why I haven't really given this kefir business much thought.
No, me neither. Probably come to nothing anyway.
Yes.
Hi, ladies. Sorry to interrupt you. Oh.
It didn't seem worth finishing the batch of yoghurt till you tried our kefirs.
No, right.
Tom, before we start, I was hoping to have half a dozen samples for
half
you today.
Half a dozen? You said you only made one.
No, I meant I've only got one here. You see, we had a bit of a disaster last night.
Oh, never mind excuses, Susan. You get your kefir, I'll get mine. Then let Tom decide what's what.
Not at all, darling. You're not being a nuisance. Come in.
I can't stay long.
Oh, don't say that, Adam. I'm desperate for company. Justin's in meetings all day.
Yes, I knew he was going to Felpersham this afternoon.
You must stay and have lunch with me.
Well, I can't, I'm afraid. I'm only snatching half an hour from drilling.
Oh, surely you can manage a bite to eat. I've a lot of salad stuff to get rid of.
No, thank you.
It'll be all right if you drown it in dressing. My way of making up for crying off on Friday.
That's what I've come about.
Oh?
I did go to Grey Gables.
Oh, didn't I text you in time?
I was already there, looking for you. The receptionist told me where you'd gone.
Oh.
I went up to the first floor and saw you coming out of Matt's room.
You saw me?
The two of you. Together. Very much together.
No, Adam. Where were you?
When you stopped kissing, I stepped into a doorway.
You saw us kissing.
I couldn't help it. I didn't want to. I didn't want to see any of it, but I did, Lillian. That's why I'm here.
Let's start with yours, Susan.
Well, it's only playing, I'm afraid.
Nothing wrong with that. Let's see.
What do you think?
Well, give him a chance.
That's perfectly all right. Very good basic kaffir.
Well, what you've got to do, Tom, is imagine what it'd be like with strawberries added to the secondary fermentation.
Right.
Or if it was made from coconut milk.
Oh, well, if we're imagining, mine's made with fairy dust and served by Beyoncé in a sequined bikini.
I only wanted Tom to have the full picture, all the trouble I went to.
It's all right. I appreciate both your efforts. Right, let's see what yours is like, Clary.
Righto.
Anyone would think you were ashamed of it, hiding it away in a plastic bag.
Oh, this looks interesting.
Here you are.
But that isn't just the plain one.
No, it isn't.
Well, what have you used to flavour it?
See if you can tell.
Blueberries?
That's it.
Well, that's my idea. I had a blueberry one as well, until it ended up splashed all over the toaster.
Lots of folk make blueberry kaffir.
But you only thought of it when I suggested it, Clary.
It doesn't matter where the idea comes from, it's how it tastes in the end.
Quite right.
So, let's see. Oh, wow. Wow, that is good. Seriously good.
What I don't understand is why you've left it till now.
I told you, I simply didn't know what to do.
You could have rung me over the weekend.
I didn't know what to say.
Not now, darling.
I tried forgetting about it, pretending it didn't matter, but it does.
Have you said anything to anyone else?
Only Ian. I tried not to, but I couldn't bottle it up any longer.
Listen, it wasn't as bad as it looked.
Lillian.
I'm not making excuses, but you have to understand, darling, I was bringing something to an end, not starting it up again.
Bringing what to an end?
Oh, does it really matter?
Yes. Ian made me see keeping quiet was wrong. It only makes things worse in the long run.
Matt and I go back a long way. Obviously, I did love him at some point.
So, are you having an affair with him?
An affair? Oh, look, I'm sorry, darling. Mummy's busy. Look, can we go into the kitchen? She'll sit in a basket quite happily if I'm in there.
If you like.
Come on, baby.
Be a good girl for me. Play with your chew.
It was awful. I was with Justin all Tuesday afternoon. He wouldn't stop talking about you.
Oh, no.
He's so much in love with you.
And I love him, Adam. I really do.
But despite that...
Look, please, will you just sit down? You're making me nervous. Nothing's been going on, really. Certainly not an affair. Most it was a flirtation.
Really?
You seem so much more together this time. Remorseful. It's a side I've never seen before. I was intrigued.
If you still have any feelings for Matt, how can you marry Justin?
Because I love Justin and I'll make him a damn good wife. I will. With Matt, it was nothing like that.
Have you forgotten what he did to you?
Of course not. When he came back, I was furious with him. How dare he show his face again in Ambridge, bold as brass.
And what stopped you being angry?
I don't know. I'm not really sure when and how it happened. Little by little, I suppose.
Hmm.
Hating someone is so exhausting, Adam. I forgave him for my own benefit rather than his. But you know what Matt's like, the charm, the chatter. It was difficult, but the honest truth is I walked away on Friday.
And what happens the next time you see him?
Nothing. It's over. Honestly, Adam, it's over.
I would love to believe you.
Matt's checked out of Grey Gables. There's hardly any chance of me seeing him again, not in private. Don't be too hard on me, Adam.
Oh, I'm the last person to judge you. I know all about the damage forbidden fruit does. That's what's made this so painful, especially for Ian.
I'm sorry to have put you in such an awful situation. Are you going to say anything to Justin?
How about I lid a new date stamp him?
Can do.
Well, finish old tray first so you aren't kept waiting.
Whatever you like, Clary.
Don't really matter whose he preferred, does it?
No.
It was only samples. He hasn't actually said what sort of kaffir we'll make.
My coconut milk was going to be gorgeous.
Oh, don't take on, Susan.
I'm not taking on.
There's no guarantee anything will come of him preferring mine. Even if he did say it was delicious.
I don't care which one he liked best.
Oh, that's good. I was afraid you were put out about it.
No.
Maybe it's just stress making you look so peaky. Do you know what would do you good? A kaffir face mask.
Clary.
I've got a spare one at home if it's any use to you.
I'm warning you.
Oh, come on. You've got to laugh about it.
I need to get back if I'm going to finish drilling Broadoak and Whiteacre.
Yes, of course. I mean it, Adam. I am eternally grateful to you for not saying anything to Justin. You won't regret it.
That's up to you, Lillian. I've done what I came to do. I only wish I felt better about it.
It can't have been easy for you.
No.
I really am sorry for putting you in such an awful position.
Oh, don't feel guilty about me. I'm no saint.
Well, I'm sorry about stirring up such difficult memories for you and Ian.
That's been the hardest part. The hurt still runs very deep in him.
He does feel things keenly, doesn't he?
We do all right day to day. But sometimes I wonder if we'll ever get back to where we were before Charlie and Pavel.
So easy to lose trust, isn't it? So hard to build it up again.
Oh, yes.
Look at us. Both blessed with lovely, faithful partners who'd never dream of hurting us. I'm not sure we deserve them.
No.
I'm not going to let Justin down, Adam. Matt's the past, forgotten about.
That's where he belongs.
Justin's all the future I need. I'm going to throw myself into getting our wedding ready. I want to make it a really happy day for him, the start of a wonderful marriage.
Let's hope so.
I'm going to, Adam. And you must do something special for Ian.
Like what?
I don't know, darling. Surely there's something you can do to finally put things right between you.
Thank you for persuading me, Kirsty.
I'll feel guilty now if you don't enjoy the talk.
God, I'm sure I will. It looks busy.
Dale Hart's obviously very popular.
There aren't many seats left. Let's go in.
Oh, wait a minute, Lexi.
What for?
I need to cool down.
I'm sorry, I walk so fast.
Oh, no, it's me. I shouldn't have tried explaining more about the flower and produce show at the same time.
That is very unusual. A funny shaped vegetable competition.
And that's only one example. Mostly you put in your best vegetables or flowers. Or cakes or whatever. And lots of different categories.
Okay.
It creates real rivalry.
Truly?
Oh, yeah. People bet on it. Who's got the biggest marrow? Who's taken the best photo of the weather?
If we don't go in soon, we'll have to stand.
It is getting late. Oh, well.
Hi, Kirsty.
Oh, well done. You made it.
You only just... Oh, hello, Lexi.
Good evening, Roy.
I didn't realise.
Nor did I. I thought it was only the two of us, Kirsty.
It is only going to be two of you.
Hey?
The golem's pitchfork. No, thank you. Can't stand horror.
Then why are you here?
Kirsty.
Come on, hurry up and go in.
But...
If you don't get a move on, there won't be any seats left. I hope you both have a great evening.
I don't understand.
Kirsty! Honestly.
She wants us to be friends?
Yeah, I suppose so. Do you still want to go in?
Hi. Mum said you were here.
All right, Lily. I've been delivering gin.
Yes, it's doing very well in the orangery, Toby.
I know. Trent told me.
Our new catering manager. Yeah, he's a real sweetie, isn't he?
Oh, he's very complimentary about Scruff.
Yes, well, it's going down a storm with the gallery crowd as well.
Is it?
Well, I heard lots of nice noises when our last exhibition opened.
Oh, brilliant.
Especially about the label.
It does look quite good, doesn't it?
Lots of people said it's very striking.
I'm glad we took your rough sketch and biffed it up so well.
Does scanning and copying really count as biffing it up?
No, I'm saying you did me a big favour drawing it for us.
Oh, thank you, Toby. And now you're wondering how to repay me. Well, I've been thinking about that myself. So I suppose we need to hit on the right level of royalty for each bottle.
What? We never talked about royalties.
Of course we didn't. We're friends.
I'd like us to stay that way.
I couldn't agree more. So let's go in and see what we can come up with. The last thing we want is horrible old lawyers crawling all over this.
Are you still working, Adam?
Yep, headlights on, but nearly finished in Oakbank.
Any idea what time you'd be home?
You haven't started supper, have you?
No, well, didn't seem any point till it heard from you.
Uh-huh. Great. Don't cook anything.
Well, but you'll be starving when you get in.
I'm ordering us a takeaway.
Oh, yeah, sick of me cooking.
Hold on while I turn. I'm on a slight slope.
Okay, well, look, I mean, it's no bother making a stir-fry or something.
No, you're having the night off here.
Okay, I won't argue with that.
I was thinking the Star of Mumbai.
Oh, yeah, they're good.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll have the lamb tikka biryani then with cucumber raita and an apple.
We're having all the trimmings. I'm bringing back some New Zealand Riesling I've got chilling in Mum's fridge.
You have thought this out?
How about eating outside?
What?
Well, why not? The sky's clear, the stars will be out.
Yes, so will the moths.
Where's the romance in your soul? We both deserve a treat after a difficult week.
Are we going to join the queue?
Oh, please, I must have a copy to take back to Bulgaria.
At least it's in paperback, so not too expensive.
It was an interesting talk.
Oh, yeah.
Dale Hart is a good speaker. I think perhaps Phoebe would like him.
Well, I did tell her about it. But, well, she's away tonight. And tomorrow.
Is she?
Yeah, staying with Shelley. The girl she's going away with in a few weeks.
She's looking forward to that, isn't she?
She's earned a break. All her studying, then working through the summer.
I will tell her she missed a good talk when I see her. Though I didn't understand every word.
Oh, you got most of it, though.
Oh, yes. But what is a bonkbuster?
Oh,
Dale says his aunt writes bonkbusters. I do not know what this means.
Well, basically, they're, the books with lots of sex in them.
like Mistress of the Paddocks?
Yes, yeah. Mind you, shouldn't mention that one to Jennifer.
Why not?
Well, there was talk at the time. I mean, parts of it were supposed to be based on her, Brian, and someone else. Oh,
now I really want to read it.
Yeah, well, don't let her catch you with it.
No. This evening has been very interesting and fun.
You're not angry with Kirsty?
For running away? It was a surprise, but no. Are you?
No. Well, I've enjoyed it as well.
I'm only sad it is finishing so early.
Doesn't have to, though, does it?
It's very cosy in here.
Mm, everyone says that. They're amazed when they see the part we actually live in.
Oh, Lower Loxley's so massive, I thought the kitchen would be, well...
A huge spit over a blazing log fire?
Not every night, perhaps, but something like that, yeah.
Now, let's see. So, you as producer agree from the 1st of September 2017 to supply Lower Loxley Hall with scruff gin at no more than cost price.
How long for?
Oh, good point. How about 6 months to start with?
6 months? That's a real hit, Lily.
Well, we can have another thing after that. You know, in case you want to put my design on T-shirts or anything.
Oh,
And that's when we'll get all the legal guys in, you know, to do all the boring merchandising right stuff. We don't want you forgetting again, do we? Like with the cocktail umbrellas and beer mats?
No.
Unless you'd rather use them now.
No, we're good.
Then we just need to sign and we're done. There you are.
Is this actually a legal document?
Oh, it's only something I run up at college. With help from a tutor who claims to know all about these things.
Right.
Anyone interested in a cup of tea?
Oh, Pip, you angel.
Hi.
Can you witness our agreement? About scruff gin. Toby's been playing hardball, but we finally reached a compromise. Now, if you can sign my copy as well, Toby, and if you can sign here and here, Pip, when we get the pen back.
Okay.
Here.
Thanks.
I recognise that shirt.
Oh.
Old Burgundians, first 15. I only turned out for them a couple of times.
You gave it to me when we were in Rickyard.
Yeah, I know.
But you can have it back if you like.
Oh, no. Now, hang on to it.
You're sure?
Yeah, as a souvenir.
Oh, isn't he adorable? Now, I'm going to put my copy somewhere safe, Toby. Don't lose yours.
I won't.
Oh, and I'd love some tea, Pip. Why not offer our guests some?
Toby?
I'm good, thanks. I'm going to the pub to get over being mugged by Lily.
Yeah, she usually gets her way.
I can see that.
How are the Goslings?
Settling in nicely again after a few sessions with their therapist.
I'm glad I could help.
I'd never have got them back without you.
Though it's a shame you didn't find my socks.
Oh, sorry about that. You know, it was a laugh working together again.
I thought so.
Yeah. I'm so glad. Well.
What?
But we could do something just as mates.
That's what I thought too. Yeah, we're cool.
Brilliant.
Oh.
Labradoodle woman?
Oh, no, no. We went our separate ways, and I told her I'm dog phobic. Ooh, no. This is someone else.
Another one already.
No sense hanging around, and she's rather special.
Oh, yeah.
Very good looking, plenty of smarts.
Impressive.
Even if she does spend way too much time checking her phone. I think she's some kind of events planner.
You say you don't like wine bars. Look where we are.
Oh, it's not too bad.
It's nice.
Yeah, at least it's not too noisy.
And it's interesting to hear about your job.
Hmm. Oh, very kind of you to say so, Lexi.
I mean it.
Thank you. Though, I realise you'd probably rather be spending the evening with Konstantin.
This is the second time you mentioned that boy. Why?
Oh. Only to make clear, I don't have any expectations from this evening.
Expectations?
I know we can't start seeing each other or anything because you're with him.
With Konstantin?
Yes.
Konstantin is 25 years old and has the brains of a slug. Why do you say I am with him?
Well, because...
Yes?
Remember when you came to our house to use the bathroom?
The bathroom?
I found the pregnancy test.
Pardon?
I found the pregnancy test by accident.
A pregnancy test?
Yes.
You think I'm pregnant by Konstantin?
But no.
You read too many bunkbusters, Roy. I am not pregnant by anyone.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's not possible. I have no boyfriend here.
Lily and Phoebe must have got it wrong.
Lily and Phoebe.
They said you were seeing Konstantin.
Did they?
They must have got muddled up somehow.
Roy, when your daughter comes back from visiting her friend, I think you need to have a serious talk with her.
I've eaten way too much.
Good though, wasn't it?
Yeah, not bad at all.
Are you going to help me finish off the Riesling?
Yeah, go on then. I'm not until tomorrow afternoon.
There's not much left.
Oh, do you know, I wish I recognised more of the stars. I can never get beyond the plough.
Yeah, beautiful, aren't they? I'm glad you pushed me about Lillian.
Yeah. It just didn't seem right.
Are you happy with what I did? Going to her, not Justin?
Yeah, well, if she's telling the truth, it's probably for the best.
I hope so. Talking to her made me think about our own relationship.
Uh-huh.
Are you happy with the way things are?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Adam, I'm content enough.
Is that all? Content enough?
No, that's not bad going.
Surely we can do better than that. When we decided we wanted to spend our lives together, I was ecstatic. I thought you were too.
Yeah, I was.
Anything seemed possible. When did we decide to settle for second best?
Well, look, that's what life does to you, doesn't it?
We shouldn't let it. We deserve better. You deserve better.
Don't say it's all right. I mean, I've got used to the way things are.
If you could make one change... something that would really make you happy again. What would it be?
Look, you already know, Adam.
That hasn't changed?
No, I don't expect it ever will. That's how I'm made.
You want to have a child?
If I knew I was bringing it into the right home, where it was going to be happy and secure, loved by both parents, then yes... I'd love a child, but, well, I'm not sure that's us. Is it, Adam? We'll be right back.
This is the BBC.
For the latest Archers news, features and insights, go to our blog at bbc.co.uk/archers.